This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report looking at housing in Colorado Springs finds home purchase affordability is at an all-time low. CPR's Dan Boyce says home prices have increased more than 80% in the last 10 years.
An influx of population has led to rising demand for homes in Colorado Springs, and the supply has just not kept up. The report from the nonpartisan Common Sense Institute estimates the city is as many as 27,000 housing units shy of the current need. A resident working the city's average wage would need to spend more than 50% of their income toward their mortgage at today's median prices. The report finds the rate the city is issuing permits for new homes is not enough to close the housing gap. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A fire project southwest of Pueblo is getting more than $7 million for wildfire prevention. That's the Beulah Fire Fuels Reduction Project. The federal funds are aimed at helping at-risk communities protect themselves from catastrophic fires. Smaller grants are going to disaster planning in Huerfano, Las Animas, Costilla, and Conejos counties. Grand Junction has closed some public bathrooms because of vandalism and other illegal activity. CPR's Dina Sieg says a nonprofit is working to increase toilet access.
Toilet Equity has installed 7 toilets, each with a urinal and a seat over a composting collection bin. Founder Paul Paddock says these units benefit everyone, but especially people experiencing homelessness.
The proximity of a toilet shouldn't be based on your sheltered status. The need is the same regardless of whether you have a structure over your head or not.
In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Grand Junction getting close to 90 degrees over the next few days. Along the Front Range, it's highs near 80 in Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.